Nadine Dorris, the Culture Secretary, has described the investigation as a witch hunt. She described Privileges Committee as a kangaroo court. She said no Tory MP should have a part in this Machiavellian process. What do you say to that?
I've not agreed to come on the programme to discuss this.
Okay.
But I would just say that if any Member of Parliament is not happy with the process that we set out in our July report, which reflects the advice of a High Court judge, respect for Article 6 of the European Convention on Human Rights about making sure that we have a fair process and that Boris Johnson is not subjected to an unfair prosecution of any kind. If anybody is unhappy with that, they should write to the committee with their arguments and we will be compelled to consider them. But I don't think the committee can respond to what amounts to a sort of publicity campaign designed to discredit the committee. The House of Commons has charged us with this responsibility and our duty to carry out this inquiry, and we will carry out this inquiry for as long as the House of Commons wishes us to do so. If the House of Commons were to decide to rescind the original motion referring the matter to us, well, then I think we'd all have to answer questions as to why suddenly it's not important anymore when it was very important before. And it's not just a matter of Boris as Prime Minister misleading the House of Commons. It's a question as whether the House of Commons should dismiss a whole investigation into whether the House of Commons was misled at a very crucial point. I have a completely open mind on that question. And incidentally, I just think we should be absolutely clear that for anyone to be held in contempt of the House of Commons, it's not just whether they misled the House, it's whether the functioning of the House of Commons was significantly impaired by that, and whether the it was the intention of that person to mislead the House of Commons. This is all laid out in our report, and if people wish to criticise it, please write to the committee. Don't just conduct a sort of terrorist campaign to try and discredit the committee, because the Privileges Committee is how we self-regulate our affairs. The House of Commons takes great importance to the self-regulation of our affairs. We don't want to hand them over to the courts or to statute law. So I think if people have proper criticism to make them to the committee, and we will have to consider them.